But now, turning to the Middle East, as I mentioned before, there are new fears of war after another night of escalating violence between Gaza and Israel. The United Nations says it's worried about a full-scale war, while President Biden has phoned President Netanyahu over escalation fears. Peter Bowes is the BBC's North America correspondent.
President Biden said his expectation and hope was that the cycle of violence would end sooner rather than later. A statement from the White House about Mr. Biden's call with Benjamin Netanyahu said the president condemned rocket attacks by Hamas and other groups against targets in Israel and conveyed his unwavering support for Israel's legitimate right to defend itself and its people. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he'd had a call with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, during which he emphasised the need to end the rocket attacks and de-escalate tensions.
Well, from what we know so far, at least 53 Palestinians and 6 Israelis have been killed. That's since Monday. And that sadly includes 14 Palestinian children. Our reporter on the ground is Jim Bowen, the BBC's Middle East editor.
For Palestinians, it felt like the longest and most difficult night in Gaza since the last war with Israel in 2014. A BBC colleague who lives there said the sound of explosions from Israeli strikes at times drowned out the sound of prayers to mark Eid al-Fitr, the festival that marks the end of the month of Ramadan. It was also a difficult night for Israeli civilians within rocket range of Gaza who've been in shelters.
That is then our Middle East editor, Jim Bowen. Let's turn now to Dr. Yaniv Voller, Middle East expert at the University of Kent. Thank you so much for joining us on the wake-up call this morning. So, is it the case that these tensions have been bubbling below the surface for quite some time? So what caused them to come to the surface?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could actually see the signs for what was about to become already in April, when clashes between Palestinians and settlers in East Jerusalem started escalating, and the Israeli police started intervening and took a very heavy-handed approach to these clashes.
Indeed. And is this all about settlement then?
Not just about the settlements. The problems have existed for many years, and these are the same problems that always cause the clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. So the conditions have always existed, and every once in a while, these conditions end up deteriorating into a conflict.
Somebody said yesterday that it could have been almost inevitable that after the pandemic we see a resurgence in violence, because obviously the pandemic stopped everything, didn't it? It put things on ice. So now that life is getting back to normal, sadly so are the tensions. Would you agree?
Yeah, exactly. We're going back to the normalcy of the Palestinian conflict. But it's not just that.
So what else? What else? Expand on the issues then.
Well, on both sides, on both the Israeli and Palestinian sides, you have governments that are almost dysfunctional. Right? On the Israeli side, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, hasn't been able to form a coalition, whereas on the Palestinian side, the Palestinian government had declared elections a few months ago, but then cancelled them a few weeks ago, and that also caused tensions between Hamas and Fatah. So you have domestic internal tensions on both sides that contributed perhaps to the desire of leaders on both sides to perhaps create tensions or intensify existing tensions.
So given that, do you think it would be within their grasp as well to calm things down should they decide to?
It will take, of course, external intervention, especially by the Biden administration and, of course, Egypt, which is the usual mediator between Hamas and Israel. But I think that the greatest problem at this point is actually not the conflict between Hamas and Israel. This will probably subside in the coming few days, maybe weeks. The main problem is actually the tensions within Israel and the communal violence that is taking place between Jews and Arabs inside the country. And it's a violence at a scale we haven't seen for, some would say that for 20 years, some would say that we haven't seen it for 80 years. So I think that would be the major problem that Israelis and Palestinians will now face.
And what do you think is the main reason behind that? I mean, are these religious differences? Is it to do with, you know, who's got the best jobs, land, economies? Why are these tensions flaring up now?
There are I think that the main reason is the frustration on, particularly on the Palestinian-Israeli side. Again, the frustration among the Palestinian citizens of Israel, particularly about policies taken by the Israeli government in relation to some issues that again, that not just to the Palestinian national cause, but also, as you mentioned, to issues of employment, crime in the Palestinian-Israeli society, soaring crime rates in the Israeli-Palestinian societies, and many other socioeconomic issues that these Israeli-Palestinians feel that the government has not handled properly. So these frustrations joined the eruption of conflict between Israel and Hamas, and they actually became the most serious issue now.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you mentioned, you know, Biden in America and Egypt coming to sort this out. Do you think it will take then a third party to come and quash these tensions?
Yeah, it usually does, because Israel does not communicate directly with Hamas. So you need to have someone, first of all, you need to have mediators that both sides trust. And these are the usual mediators. Washington, Egypt, perhaps also the United Arab Emirates, which signed a peace agreement with Israel, and might be another reliable mediator. But it will definitely take a third side to bring the conflict to an end, at this point at least.
Do you think the government here should get involved?
Oh yeah, absolutely, because the British government does have leverage. It does have. I think both sides trust the British government. And Britain certainly has a place in bringing the fighting to an end. But it will probably be done in collaboration with the other partners, right? The US, Egypt, also the EU, of course.
How do we get to a stage where we don't have this violence, these tensions bubbling up every few years or so? Because, you know, they're so deep-rooted, aren't they, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the solution is to reach a comprehensive peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The problem, of course, is that at least at the moment, you have two governments, again, on both sides, who are not able to solve the root problem. So as long as the issues, the main bonds of contention, settlements, question of Jerusalem, resettlement of refugees, as long as these are not solved, we probably won't see an end to conflict. So this is not the last round of fighting, I'm afraid.
So do you think we might do within our lifetimes, perhaps, or are you not quite so optimistic?
I used to be more optimistic, I think. But yeah. I try to remain as optimistic as possible. I think the desire among people on both sides is to reach peace. I try to remain optimistic about it.
Yes, indeed. Should there be more protection for ordinary civilians? Because we're seeing some awful pictures, aren't we, of people unable to escape the violence, the rocket fire.
Well, unfortunately, civilians always pay the heaviest price for this.
Yeah.
So, especially on the Israeli side, there's the technology to do protect its citizens. But, But civilians are usually the victims, and that's going to happen again.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? You know, in that sense. And I suppose part of it, the reason why this is so emotive for so many people, because Jerusalem holds so many sacred sites, doesn't it, to both sides?
Exactly. And Jerusalem, and I think this is one of the reasons why Jerusalem was once again the starting point of this violence. And it's not the first time.
Yeah, not the first time, not the last. Listen, Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really good to have your expertise on the show. Dr. Yaniv Voller there, Middle East expert at the University of Kent. And we will continue to discuss this as the show goes on. It feels too much of a big question, really, to say to you, how do we solve this? Because successive governments have tried, haven't they? And as we've mentioned, these are disputes which go back for centuries. But, you know, I'd welcome your thoughts. If you do have some ideas on it, if you have been studying it for some time, you can text me, 81333. Start your message with the word Kent, or email anna.cookson@bbc.co.uk.